Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, describing a recent digital tool or app you discovered. In recent years, IELTS speaking exams have increasingly featured questions about technology and digital tools. One topic that has gained prominence is describing a recently discovered digital tool or app. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about digital tools and apps. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you often use digital tools or apps? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I use various apps on my smartphone daily. They help me stay organized and connected with friends and family. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I'm quite tech-savvy and rely heavily on a range of digital tools and apps in both my personal and professional life. They're indispensable for managing my schedule, enhancing productivity, and staying connected in our increasingly digital world. What kind of apps do you find most useful? Band 6-7 answer. I find productivity apps most useful. They help me manage my time better and stay organized. Band 8-9 answer. I'm particularly drawn to productivity and learning apps. They're instrumental in optimizing my daily routine and facilitating continuous personal development. For instance, I use task management apps to streamline my workflow and language learning apps to expand my linguistic abilities. Part 2, long-term cue card. Now, let's focus on a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a recent digital tool or app that you discovered. You should say, what the tool or app is, how you found out about it, what you use it for, and explain why you find it useful or interesting. Sample answer, band 8-9. Introduction. I'd like to talk about a fascinating digital tool I recently stumbled upon called Notion. It's an all-in-one workspace app that has revolutionized the way I organize my personal and professional life. How I found out about it. I first heard about Notion through a tech podcast I regularly listen to. The hosts were raving about its versatility and how it had transformed their productivity. Intrigued by their enthusiastic review, I decided to give it a try. What I use it for? Notion has become my go-to platform for a myriad of tasks. I use it to create comprehensive to-do lists, draft articles, manage projects, and even collaborate with colleagues. Its flexibility allows me to customize my workspace to suit my specific needs. Why I find it useful. What I find most appealing about Notion is its seamless integration of various functionalities. It's like having a Swiss Army knife for digital organization. The app's intuitive interface and powerful features have significantly boosted my productivity. Moreover, its cross-platform synchronization ensures I can access my work from any device, which is invaluable in today's fast-paced world. Conclusion. In conclusion, discovering Notion has been a game-changer for me. It's not just another app. It's a comprehensive digital ecosystem that has streamlined my workflow and enhanced my efficiency in ways I hadn't thought possible. Follow-up questions. How has this app changed your daily routine? Band 8-9, answer. Notion has profoundly impacted my daily routine. It has centralized all my tasks and information, eliminating the need to switch between multiple apps. This consolidation has markedly reduced the time I spend on organization, allowing me to channel more energy into actual productive work. The app's customizable reminders and intuitive project tracking features have also helped me prioritize tasks more effectively, leading to a more structured and efficient day. Do you think people rely too much on digital tools nowadays? Band 8-9. Answer. While digital tools undoubtedly offer numerous benefits, there's a valid concern about over-reliance. It's a double-edged sword. On one hand, these tools enhance efficiency and facilitate communication on an unprecedented scale. On the other, excessive dependence can lead to a decline in certain cognitive skills and personal interactions. I believe the key lies in striking a balance, leveraging technology to augment our capabilities while maintaining our core skills and human connections. It's crucial to use digital tools as aids rather than crutches in our personal and professional lives. Part 3, two-way discussion. Q, how do you think digital tools and apps will evolve in the future? Band 6-7. Answer, I think digital tools and apps will become more advanced in the future. They might use artificial intelligence to predict our needs and help us more efficiently. Band-Aid 9. Answer. The evolution of digital tools and apps is likely to be revolutionary. I anticipate a paradigm shift towards more intuitive and predictive technologies. We're already seeing the integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning, which will likely become more sophisticated, leading to hyper-personalized experiences. I also foresee a trend towards seamless integration across devices and platforms, creating ecosystems rather than standalone apps. Moreover, there might be a greater focus on digital well-being, with tools designed to promote healthy tech habits and work-life balance. The challenge will be to harness these advancements while addressing privacy concerns and ethical considerations. Q. What are the potential drawbacks of relying heavily on digital tools? Band 6-7 answer. Relying too much on digital tools can be problematic. People might become less capable of doing things without technology and could lose some important skills. Band 8-9 answer. While digital tools offer numerous benefits, over-reliance can lead to several significant drawbacks. Firstly, there's the risk of cognitive atrophy. As we outsource more mental tasks to technology, we may see a decline in certain cognitive abilities, like memory and problem-solving skills. Secondly, excessive dependence on digital tools can lead to a disconnect from the physical world, potentially impacting interpersonal skills and emotional intelligence. There's also the issue of digital addiction, which can affect mental health and productivity. Moreover, reliance on technology makes us vulnerable to technical failures and cybersecurity threats. Lastly, the digital divide may widen, exacerbating societal inequalities as those without access to these tools fall behind. It's crucial to strike a balance and use digital tools as enhancers rather than replacements for human capabilities. Key vocabulary and phrases. Tech savvy, adjective, savvy, well informed about or proficient in the use of modern technology. Example, as a tech savvy individual, she quickly adapted to the new software system. Indispensable, adjective, indispensable, absolutely necessary. Example, smartphones have become indispensable tools in modern life. Streamline verb, streamline, to make a system, organization, or design more efficient and effective. Example, the new app helped streamline our project management process. All-in-one, adjective, all-in-one, combining many different features or functions in a single unit. Example, Notion is an all-in-one workspace that combines notes, tasks, and databases. Revolutionize, verb, revolutionize, to change something completely and dramatically. Example, digital tools have revolutionized the way we work and communicate. Paradigm shift noun, paradigm shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the introduction of smartphones caused a paradigm shift in mobile technology. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing digital tools and apps, develop a tech vocabulary, familiarize yourself with technology-related terms, and use them naturally in your responses. Practice describing features and benefits. Be prepared to explain not just what an app does, but why it's useful or interesting. Consider broader implications. In part 3, be ready to discuss the wider impact of technology on society, work, and personal life. Use personal examples. Relate your answers to your own experiences with digital tools to make your responses more authentic and engaging. Stay updated. Keep abreast of the latest digital trends to provide relevant and current examples in your answers. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well-equipped to tackle questions about digital tools and apps in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to demonstrate not just your knowledge of the topic, but also your ability to express complex ideas fluently and coherently in English. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, you might find our article on how to describe a virtual tour that left a lasting impression helpful. It provides additional strategies for discussing technology-related topics in the IELTS speaking exam.